Hello and welcome to another episode of the Soccer Nonsense Quiz, which returns after a one-week break. And in the meantime, we have refreshed our nonsense batteries to come back and attack the questions this week. And beginning as usual, on the red corner, we have Vishal.
With the blue jersey.
And well, just for those listening to us, Vishal is wearing the French team's national colors, in fact, the national jersey. And with him this week, assisting him on the team, is Aditya.
Hi.
And meanwhile, in the blue corner, wearing something that looks like red, to seriously confuse, I mean, we might as well rename the corners black and blue and white and gold, is Karan.
What's up?
Okay, so this week the quiz is based on just one theme about the man whose profile in Esquire magazine began with, is Jose Mourinho the best manager in the world? Well, at least he seems to think so.
I do.
So we are talking about the man who has been called everything in the spectrum from enemy of football to the special one.
Oh, I remember that.
And everything else in between.
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho. So all questions, gentlemen, are going to be about Jose Mourinho. In fact, in his honor, we have even changed the first round. The first round is no longer a 4-4-2.
Bus, bus, bus.
It's named after, well, it's still a number, but it's named after the number of defenders he usually employs. It's just called 6. So we begin with basic warm-ups. Karan, you can help us keep the score. So we begin with the warm-up. We begin with Vishal and Aditya. We need the name of the 6 teams that Jose Mourinho has
managed
in his career. So we begin with the obvious ones.
I can say all 6?
Let's go 2 at a time, maybe?
Cool. Porto and Inter Milan.
Porto and Inter Milan. Tough ones out of the way. 2 points to Vishal and Aditya.
Chelsea and Real Madrid.
Chelsea and Real Madrid. So those are the easy ones out of the way.
Yeah. Porto, Inter Milan, Real Madrid, Chelsea. Can I say Chelsea again? Because he managed them twice.
Well, in one sense, maybe. Let's see if we can have the other slightly more.
Barcelona's.
He was
a translator at Barcelona.
Yeah, he was an interpreter at Barcelona. But then
I think we need to go back to his pre-Porto days now.
Yeah, pre-Porto days. I cannot.
Yeah, there is one which is slightly difficult.
When the I don't even know how to pronounce that name. Venetian, whatever.
No.
Did he manage Benfica, by the way,
for a short time? No. Definitely did not.
Okay, so Karan gets the point because he did manage Benfica for a short period of time.
Yeah, you didn't say Chelsea.
Because I think from Benfica is where he went to Porto, didn't he?
Benfica he took another hop, and that is the last answer we're looking for. Although that's probably the toughest answer on this quiz right now. That was a Portuguese team, that's the problem of, I mean, we don't know all the Portuguese first division teams. So this is a team called União de Leiria.
No way we're getting that.
Gets a tough one though. Benfica was slightly tricky one because he managed it just for a brief period of time in 2000, following which he went to União de Leiria, and then of course followed by the famous ones Porto, followed by his outstanding spell at Chelsea, followed by
Madrid.
Yeah, he still won the league.
Followed by Milan, and then at Madrid, where he basically did what he had to do. So, essentially, I like to call Jose Mourinho the heist master because he likes to do these things.
Yep.
Goes there, pulls off a heist, pulls off a job,
and back.
And then
it just
move on.
What next?
Okay, we're going to go to the next round.
Yep.
The next round is the round with the anagrams, the round that Karan has traditionally dominated in this quiz. And today's anagrams are all names of people. And a slight change to make the anagrams more interesting. We have used letters from both the first name and the second name.
Sure.
So we're looking for the name of the person. So for example, if it's Alex Ferguson, you could just say Ferguson, that's also okay.
Cool.
Alex Ferguson is also okay.
Yep.
And there, of course, is also not an answer on this quiz.
Yep.
But you'll have to give one of the names.
Sure.
These are all people who, at some point or the other, have had some kind of a beef, some kind of a problem, some kind of a controversy.
Can I give an answer right now?
Or Jose Mourinho. You can't because the anagram has to come out.
I'm sure
and
it's there.
It can,
me too. I think it's
it can literally be anybody in the soccer world.
Okay.
You know, knowing.
There's going to be a journalist in there too.
For sure. You never know, a couple of referees themselves.
Knowing the number of people he has come up with. So the first one, because I said the quiz will be an easy one. The anagram is Cigar Il As.
Arsene Wenger.
No, it's not Arsene Wenger.
Don't get it.
A player that he has a beef with.
Casillas.
Because
no
of
man.
A goal.
Because?
Of a certain goal.
Garcia.
Luis yes, Garcia. Luis Garcia. Current goes there first, gets the point. Like I said, I said the quiz. So.
Yes. The Liverpool reference has to be there.
So this is Luis Garcia, famous post goal.
Yep.
And I'd like to reiterate, or as Liverpool call it, goal.
So, I say goal too.
Okay. Next one was the person he was working for in Barcelona.
Bobby Robson.
Bobby Robson, yes.
Put point there.
So
Bond Boys Bob.
Put point there. Boys Bob is Bobby Robson. Was working as an interpreter for him.
Yep.
And of course, he always maintains that he learned a lot out there too. No wonder he's a terrific tactician.
Right.
Okay. We go to the next name. These are now more to do with people he's had a tiff with. Mm-hmm. Including this one manager.
Arsene Wenger.
Who he will not be giving a vital ovation to, let's just say.
Tito Villanova.
Tito Villanova, yes. Good answer from Vishal, coming right back into this quiz.
May you rest in peace.
Vital ovation is Tito Villanova, the late Tito Villanova.
Yep.
Against whom he had that famous...
Eye poke
incident. Okay,
oh,
we have... We have one more to go. You could give us an entire series worth of questions.
Correct.
We're just doing one show. That's not enough for him. Okay. The next person we're not dealing with a manager. We are dealing with an official who he's unlikely to share either
Angus
his
Frisk.
Fares or drinks
Angus
with.
Frisk.
Yes. Curran gets as an Anders Fisk.
Enemy of football.
Enemy of football.
That's where Valka Roth coined the term enemy of football. So he's not going to share either his fares or his drinks with Anders Frisk. That's probably safe to say. Anders Frisk, who after the famous so-called tunnel incident with Frank Rijkaard after the Chelsea-Barcelona game, tried to speak to Frank Rijkaard, is what Mourinho accused. And some overzealous fans from Chelsea sent him death threats too, because of which he quit. Obviously, they have never figured out that football is beyond a matter of life and death.
It is life and death.
Okay. So this is a very tight quiz. Karan with just a 1 point lead, and Vishal with Aditya silently cheering him on is just 1 point behind.
Silent
We come into the last round. This gentleman is 10 questions, 5
ten.
To each of you.
Oh, okay.
And
does it pass?
Well, actually, we're gonna keep it open, so that should be fun. But you can only really go for it once,
okay.
Because this is a round called Jose Mourinho versus philosophers.
Okay.
So, as we know, Jose Mourinho is a very quotable manager.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
He has quotes on everything.
Yes.
So, I'm going to give you quotes.
Yeah.
And you have to tell me whether this is a Jose Mourinho quote, or is this by a philosopher or a famous quote for somebody else.
Boy.
Or it could be any of those things. So, it could be any of those two things. You don't have to tell me who the philosopher was. You just have to tell me whether it is Mourinho or a philosopher.
Done.
Thanks.
So, that's the only answer you have to give.
Yeah.
And like I said, these are questions up for grabs, so you can claim them at any time.
Yep.
But the first answer I hear is who will get
cool.
The point. Okay, let's get ready with this set of questions. First question, first quote.
Yeah.
Pressure is people who can't afford food for their children.
Philosopher. Mourinho.
It's actually incorrect. It's Mourinho. But like I said, we can't give it to you on a second
shot. No.
We can't give it to you on a second shot.
It's yeah or nay, Karan.
Karan should lose a point because, you know, it's...
Cut one point.
So it's back to 4-4.
Okay, I'm going to keep going through this as a cardinal mouth off to me.
So this is Jose Mourinho talking about pressure in one of the conferences. And like I said, this is what will happen. He has this philosopher life.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. From the deepest desire often comes the deadliest hate.
Philosopher.
Yes, philosopher. Vishal gets a point. The philosopher in question was Socrates. But knowing how Mourinho has had to manage Chelsea, could well have been him. Okay, next quote coming up. Charles has a 1-point lead now. A good decision is based on knowledge and not numbers.
Mourinho.
Vishal loses that point there, went first to Mourinho.
So thanks for going ahead of me.
Sorry. I think we both will self-destruct. Mourinho's messing
with
our heads.
That's what Mourinho does. That's what Mourinho does. Loves messing with your heads. It's 4-4 again.
Yeah.
And this was a plateau, actually. But Mourinho might agree, because he's not a big fan of analytics any which ways. Okay. Next quote coming up. Two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and I'm not sure about the universe.
I think it's
Mourinho,
philosopher.
He's not. Vishal loses the point there.
It's minus two.
Albert Einstein, one of his famous quotes. But again, this could be Mourinho assessing.
Stupidity gave it away for me. The word stupidity is something that Mourinho would say.
This is Mourinho is probably assessing, referee selection in key Chelsea games.
Or Arsene Wenger.
Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Okay, we have so far had 1, 2, 3.
So basically nobody has gained points. We've only lost points in this round.
I've gained and lost two.
This is number 5.
Yep.
Omelettes, eggs, no omelettes. And it depends on the quality of eggs in the supermarket.
Mourinho.
It is Mourinho, yes. 1 point for Vichard. Yes. He actually has an opinion on eggs.
Yes.
This is... said it quite some
time. Now score is back to 4-all.
I think his last spell at Chelsea is when he said, so this is back at 4-all. This is turning out to be a thriller, as you would expect with anything involving Mourinho, or Pakistan, or South Africa.
What's going on there, by the way?
So, we're going on to the next one. Ready?
Yep.
Sometimes you see beautiful people with no brains.
Mourinho.
Sometimes you... Yes. Sometimes you have ugly people who are intelligent like scientists. It was Mourinho, 1 point of Karan there. Do you know what he was talking about?
Wenger?
I think he was talking about a referee.
No, he was talking about Chelsea's pitch.
Could you just repeat the full quote again?
So the full quote was, sometimes you see beautiful people with no brains, sometimes you have ugly people who are intelligent like scientists.
Sounds like Wenger.
It was the Chelsea pitch. Okay, we go to the next one. You do not lament the loss of hair of one who has been beheaded.
Not Mourinho, philosopher.
It is philosopher, or not exactly philosopher, world leader. It was Stalin who said that.
Karan, you didn't know this.
Last one. To Vishal on that one. We are at 5-5, and we have 3 clues to go. This is unbelievably close.
Pressure. Heart beating faster.
Talk about pressure. Okay. Next one coming up. Fear is not a word in my dictionary.
Mourinho.
Yes, it is Mourinho. Plus one sounded a little like Napoleon, but it is actually Mourinho. Okay. 2 more to go. Shal is the 1 point. Next one. Unhappy is a nice word.
Philosopher, I think.
Mourinho.
It is not a philosopher.
Yes, Karan loses the point. Reduce.
It could well have been Friedrich Nietzsche for all you care, but it really was Jose Mourinho who said unhappy is a nice word. And
he said that this season, right?
Yeah, I think just a while ago this season. We go to the last one.
Yes.
Charles has the lead.
And the victory,
do,
right?
If he does not do a Pakistan, he should take it from here.
I'm not opening my mouth.
Last one. I can't go back to yesterday because I was a different person then.
I think this was...
Philosopher.
It was
Who was the philosopher?
Another writer. It was Lewis Carroll who said that. But this could, again, well have been Mourinho talking about his second spell at Chelsea.
Retains championship, I mean, wins back championship.
And this is Vishal taking the championship back by a hair's breadth, though. This was one of those close ones. And it is Mourinho who was required to bring out one of our most thrilling games. So Vishal is our champion.
Thanks,
again. Aditya with the silent support. Did a terrific job. Karan, tough one to lose, but you can always blame it on the referee or the campaign against Karan in this quiz.
Absolutely. But my streak was broken at 11. just for the record.
So there you go. This was a pretty entertaining soccer nonsense quiz. And what else do you expect? Like I said, when
it's Mourinho.
Mourinho. Like you said, after that game, Chelsea lost against Bradford City in the FA Cup. When they asked him at the press conference that what just happened, and he said it was football. And it was beautiful.
Yes. Or football. L'Oreal.
Yeah. So we will leave it right there for this edition of the Soccer Nonsense Quiz. This is Tariq signing off along with our runner-up Karan.
See you guys.
And the champion back in the seat.
Please pray for United.